I want to sing a theme song.
In the middle of the night.
I want to sing a theme song.
In the middle of the night.
I
want
to sing a theme song.
In the middle of the night.
At the House of Cookies.
House of Cuckoos, brought to you in part by Boot Your Ass Beer, and also in part by Joycat, the 3-year kitten. Come get yours before they run out of time. Joycat.
That's creepy, Bob.
It's a very scary Christmas.
Get it again. Enter that Christmas phone. Santa's coming. For you. Santa's coming for everyone. Santa is coming.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas time is the time for it makes you wanna get a Christmas tree. Don't you want to wrap a gift that beat didn't fit?
That beat didn't
Christmas beat.
It's a Christmas beat.
It's a Christmas
beat.
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 Make it Broadway. Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas!
It's Christmas time!
Christmas time! Again! Sing along with the Christmas song!
Ho, ho, ho! Christmas time!
Ho!
It's Christmas!
Christmas! Christmas time!
I
wanna get my socks stuffed. Santa's good stuff.
He's stocking stuff and Santa.
Sack and stuff's in my sock.
Stocking stuff and Santa.
From the stack stuffed in my stuff. Sock of stuff in my face. Hey, wait.
Hey.
Don't sound right.
Hey.
Are you sure we
I'm
should
sure.
be singing these lyrics?
Read them
it makes
again.
Santa sound like a pervert.
But he's not.
They sit on his lap.
They tell him a song.
And he only sees girls who are in college.
That's my kind of Santa.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
Whether you're a Santa Claus or not.
If you choose not to be Santa this year, it's all right.
Merry Christmas.
This year, Sean Connery is Santa Claus.
Your mother's a ho. Your mother's a ho. Now give me a fucking scotch on the rocks. Scotch on the rocks. Sean Connery here as Santa Claus. This year, for 1 second. Now go fuck your mother.
Paid for by the sponsors of Sean Connery Sports Drinking.
Sports drinking. It's a competitive thing.
Sports drinking.
First one to drink 3 shots and talk like Sean Connery wins first round.
Who's the fastest to do it? And to say Christmas.
Hey, would you like some new way of serving your food to give it the taste that you want of that homemade styling? Try new leftover seasoning.
Leftover seasoning for the day after day.
Leftover seasoning. Right when you think your food is the freshest is when you want to taste the oldest.
Mom, I don't like the way this tastes.
Is it too fresh?
It's too fresh.
Let me put some leftover seasoning on it.
Oh my, this is great, Mom!
Got that refrigerator taste now.
It does! 2 days old! I love it!
Don't have that with baking soda taste. Don't have that flavor without the old flavor of your refrigerator without baking soda. Get that flavor of every taste in the refrigerator, all in one seasoning. 2 days old? No problem.
Leftover seasoning for the 2 all-day flavor taste.
Honey, this is delicious. It tastes like Tuesday's lunch.
I know my secret.
Leftover seasoning. Make your food.
Leftover seasoning.
Tastes like leftovers.
My ass wife.
Is it welcome, something?
Welcome to the House of Cuckoos Christmas.
This is the House of Cuckoos. And it's what?
Is it a Christmas special, or how do you...
It's the anti-Christmas Christmas special. It's always the anti-Christmas Christmas special. It specializes in being anti-Christmas, but Christmas at the same time. We are everything and nothing about Christmas, all in one fair, hateful, loving spoon mouthful.
The House of Cuckoos radio show. Put it in your ear.
Wow.
Well, happy holidays, Dr. Antonio.
Holidays that are happy to you and everybody else.
Welcome to Christmas time, Hanukkah time.
It is holiday
and
time.
As well as for those that celebrate.
Every holiday under the sun that has ever been since time immemorial. Advenate Nitum. What? Kwanzaa.
Including Kwanzaa for those that celebrate.
Ad Infinitum.
As we enjoy, embrace the commercialization of Christmas, the fun.
We love the consumer responsibility we have during this time of year.
Childhood memories of
plasticity. You're not American if you're not shopping. You must buy and consume.
Yeah.
You must consume and purchase.
I
can't speak for the rest of the world. I only know America as I live and breathe here.
Commercial grade of it, yes.
See, that's what I could say for my...
In the northern part of
hemisphere. Hemispheric continent, if you will. But it is. If you're not consuming and you're not purchasing,
you're not being
you're
good
not
Christmas.
American. You're not Christian.
Did you buy enough Halloween candy, even if you don't celebrate
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
You probably bought some candy.
It's a good consumer. It's a good shopper. A good shopper is a happy American.
Speaking of that, did you get your Christmas gifts that you're hoping for?
Yes, I got everything I've always ever wanted. And then some. I didn't even ask for anything, but I still got stuff anyways.
That's right.
Santa, I just smile and I get it.
Santa was nice to you and it isn't even Christmas yet. It
was
will be
generous
by the time you listen
and
to this.
He was kind.
Because it'll be the Christmas time to listen to this, but we're not the typical
Christmas
rerun.
Time,
at least not this year.
Christmas time.
We are not the typical rerun
no.
like you see on television and all those.
The
we are keeping you a new one here.
Generational Christmas stories.
Our story arc might be a bit variated.
We just regurgitate the reinventions of our own minds. It's a regurgitation of things you've seen before, but through our process of extraction.
Right. Christmas special here for you.
Christmas special here for you.
Christmas special here for you.
Christmas special.
I don't know what time I'm going to sleep, but I'm not sure if Santa's going to come here or if we're working for him this
year. Who knows? We're just going to sit back and see where everything takes us. But I can fall asleep right now because I'm that tired.
But we've had a... Oh, and off he goes. So keep listening. It's the Christmas
special.
You're never
going to be able to get rid of him.
I have to go wrap some more gifts and stick some candy canes in people's socks. And
while he's wrapping, I'm
going
to unwrap it.
And
he's
then
not
keep the cycle going until then.
Keep it quiet because he thinks he's wrapping new presents every time.
Well, yeah, but this one's for my family.
And then I keep putting them back and then he has to rewrap them. And
that's,
then I open them
again.
But I'm that good.
Why do you keep wearing that stuff I'm buying for everybody else?
No, these are I've had these clothes for a couple years now.
Oh, okay. It just
looks like things you've bought, but
the tag is on your wrist.
Yeah, because I buy things and I you know I got stuff still in plastic, like games and movies in plastic.
I rewrapped one of my brother's shirts and it had a yogurt stain on it. Was that?
No, that's the trend now.
Oh.
Like you know how they have acid wash jeans and like pre-ripped jeans, so you got pre-yogurt stained shirts.
Oh, okay, sorry, I thought. Maybe
no, that's the
used.
Hip thing now.
Yeah,
like
right,
and you go to the mall to
over
the belt
there,
loop
yes,
store,
at the Cuckoo's neighborhood mall.
Yeah, Cuckoo
belt
Square.
Loop.
That's where you want to buy your
Cuckoo Square, right?
Cuckoo Square Mall. I've been there before many
yes,
times.
Yes, it's got two levels,
and they're in the ground.
Both levels go down in the ground, but you feel like you're going up with
exactly.
the fake lit up side screens.
Exactly, because the side
Christmas
screens
time
are going
cool,
up.
Because
yeah.
you feel like they'll make you feel like
snowing
you're walking through
up.
Christmas. Yeah,
you're snowing up.
outside while in the you're snow, going but down. It's warm. You could walk without your jacket.
It's entire heated walkways. You could wear sandals.
Unless one of the panels burn out, which happened a lot. So it'd be a big dark spot guy, as he walked by.
I will never forget that Christmas time.
He crisped Kringled.
Crispy Kringles.
Yes, but he's all right now.
He's still alive.
Yeah, it was his left side. It was tragic. His left side got blown off, but he's all right.
So he looks like the villain from like Thor, Malekith.
But he's
not really an elf, so no, he's not just, that imposing.
He just can't use his left side.
No.
But he's all right now. There we go.
There it is.
Oh, Christmas gags galore.
Gag it up,
get
buddy.
Your stocking stuff with the house.
Choke on that gag.
Freeze frame.
A freeze frame! Christmas time. Christmas time. Christmas time. Touch yourself on Christmas time.
Kiss my balls, kiss my balls, kiss my dirty dick. Dirty Christmas!
Wow, and Cole, we get to hear Tom Terrific. All right, you ready up there, Tom? We have our mic set up, so we're going to put you on our Christmas episode. You ready?
Tom! All right, I want to be serious. Probably should keep it up. When you're living like an elf, building all your shelves, just want to scream. Christmas type of weather, looking at feathers of a cuckoo car in the Christmas stars of all the malls. I am working like a dog. I'm an elf, not a log. Can't you help me see my life is just a song? Sorry about that. Free your mind this Christmas. Everybody join hands. Come on, get it together. Lost my chords. Yeah, I forgot the word. But it's Christmas. Christmas. Christmas, Christmas. Sing about on a Christmas show. Christmas! Oh, Tom Terrific. You can buy my album as soon as I record it.
All right, wow.
It was a special song by Tom Terrific here.
He just passed out. Oh, my God, he just passed out.
Is he all right? Is he all
right? He just fell right off the stool backwards. He's smiling, though. Look at the smile on his face.
He's happy.
The tequila shots helped him a lot.
He pumped a tent.
Are you looking for a good gift this year for your children?
Yeah.
Are you tired of all the same old toys out there?
Yes, we are.
Buy the new Transforming Joycats.
Transforming Joycats?
They can transform into any other animal that you choose. You can get the Joycat transform into a giant horse cat. Joycat transform into a big dog cat. Joycat transform into a parrot cat. Joycat transform into a fish cat. And the all-exclusive holiday edition, Joycat transform into a lawyer cat. That's the new Joycat Transforming Cats.
Christmas, Dad?
Yes, you can. You and Sally Sue could share the same one.
Are they safe for the kids, Stanley?
They're extremely safe. They're pain-resistant, they're crush-proof, and they're allergen-free.
Joycat, the genetically altered kitten for your enjoyment. Joycat is genetically altered for a 3-year life expectancy and will always remain a kitten. They are allergen-free, crush-proof, and pain-resistant. They also require minimal feeding. They come with 2 of our genetically altered mice, semi-alive turbo mice, for the cat's first feeding. Feed them 2 semi-alive turbo mice daily, and your Joycat will be happy and healthy for the next 3 years.
Also, gluten-free! Joycat Transforming Cat! Ask for them by name! Bye! Aswax.
That's right, gluten-free Joy Cats, new for the market this year because we know the exact kind of Joy Cat you like to snuggle with and occasionally like to suck up the fur off of because you can't help but snuggle up and kiss the kissy face of a Joy Cat. So when you inhale the air that digests into your tummy, why not go the route that you know is a healthy route, the gluten-free route, sponsored by Aswax Gluten-Free Movement. If you want to make sure to waste your money on your own waste that isn't being wasted right down the toilet, make sure you use it with Aswax. Aswax brand Ass Wastes have always been beneficial to your regularity, so why not include them in your Christmas special diet? That's right, with Aswax Gluten-Free Joy Cats, you can also join in with the Joy Cat revolution of healthy living and healthy snuggling with your Joy Cat. Interchangeable tails, get yours this Christmas at toy stores and local retailers near you. Now with dietitian specialists online for your sake.
Joycat disclaimer. If the Joycat is left unattended for more than 2 days, the cat has been known to attack on site. I'm hungry. Make sure you feed Joycat every day, daily. Chew, semi-alive, turtle mice. Joycat has a 65% chance of going feral and can be dangerous to children under the age of 18. Void where prohibited by law in certain states. Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Nebraska, Alaska, Oklahoma, Kansas, North Dakota, Alabama, Texas, Mississippi, South Dakota, South Carolina, Montana, Kentucky, Indiana, Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, West Virginia, Colorado, Arkansas, Florida, Missouri, New Mexico, and Wisconsin.
Not available in Hawaii.
Merry Christmas.
My house! I told you not to put the tree next to the fireplace!
It just shows this other candle.
Candles don't do that! That's a blaze, dude! Maybe that's what happens when you leave candles unattended. That's the house the next day, just smoldering. That's the cat who survived the fire! He's got 8 lives left.
Merry Christmas!
There's the kids that are just rubbing it into you. Salt in the wound.
Arak. Arak, I wanted to Arak. Broken my rock. I broken my nutsack.
My nutsack. I got a nutsack as opposed to a nutsack. It's a nutsack sock. It's a nutsack. It's a nutsack. Yeah.
It's a nutsack sock.
Nutsack. Nutsack socks?
Yeah, put your all your walnuts in it for the holiday.
Yeah.
But mine were very snug.
The nutsack sock, yeah.
Mine sucked. End up being over, kept too warm.
My nutsack sock sucked.
Well.
It was sick.
It depends on the crafts the teacher was giving you.
Well, it was a shame that my nutsack sock sucked because it was real sick. Terribly sick. But for a second there.
Well, it's just material. I'm
nutsack sock sock sick for a second.
Wow. It's just made of wool.
It was a woolen nutsack sock. Yeah, it was. A woolen nutsack sock. But nutsack sock made out of wool. Kind of itchy.
And you made this for yourself for the Christmas
holiday? I made this,
holiday.
Yeah, for the holiday. My nutsack sock. It sucked.
Make
it was
one
too
for
tight.
Santa then this year.
I am. I'm going to make his extra woolly.
You can make one for him and Tom Terrific.
A woolly nutsack sock.
Yeah.
And Velocity Boy wants too.
Yeah, he always has roasted nuts.
On an open fire. Where is that? What happened to him?
No, no, he does that anyways from the rituals he did back when he was a youngster.
A young, raver hippie chick.
Yeah, and bring back good memories to him.
Yeah.
When he was a raver chick.
When he was a raver hippie chick.
Dude.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Murray Hill.
Okay, well, we have some for Christmas now.
Yeah, and that's exact.
Yes, I'll tell you.
Well, yeah, for December.
Merry Christmas.
The nutsack sock. It sucked and it was sick for a second.
Because there is no sack.
Ich habe einen großen Kopf. Ich habe einen großen Kopf.
Ich habe einen großen Kopf.
It's
a dark Christmas.
Hi, this is Smallfoot. Want to wish everybody a very happy holiday season. I can always stop by and break something of yours if you'd like some holiday replicants removed. As I can trim down your tree while you unwrap your Christmas morning. So, for your holiday fun, why not contact me to help you with your holiday disposition of too many ornaments? That's Paul Foot with an E. Paul Foot with an E. Look up my services on the internet, see? That's Paul Foot with an E. Breaking all your holiday ornaments for half price at $29.95, you can't lose. Call me now and get a rate for 10-year contract at only half the price. That's Paul Foot with an E. That's Paul Foot with an E. The House of Cuckoos does not support or condone any use of Paul Foot's services with an E.
Lenny, you got my pumpkin shoes, my pumpkin slippers. Still, it's been a couple years now since he's had my pumpkin slippers. A few years since Lenny Crambag has returned my pumpkin slippers. He has them still. And Lenny Crambag is home this year in Ohio for
he's
Christmas.
He's back here, right?
Yeah, he's just not out there in Michigan visiting the family like he did. Like his parents were kind of like not nice. They made you drive all the way back.
Well, they were just
there in a snowstorm, and then you
just their own kind of people. You know, they had their dogs, and that's they just wanted to keep it their way.
But Lenny invited you, unbeknownst to his parents.
Yeah, well, you know, people are that way. We've known people that way
who are intro socialites.
Right, that's just how their family is.
Yeah, those weird Sadie, Michigan people.
Well, there's Clevelanders that way too.
That's why there's those weird Clevelander people. Maybe we'll see Lenny. Maybe he'll stop by and bring us some of those Christmas cookies. Maybe. It's insane to escape.
Christmas time. Touch my Merry Christmas. Come touch my Merry Christmas. Come touch my Merry Christmas. And touch me some more.
Toys for Christmas. Toys.
Give me lots of toys.
You know, there's a Santa Claus up inside your sock that has to be hung up by his cake and bays.
The Santa Claus that's hung by his Santa Claus sack?
Santa in the sack is worth two in the bush.
In the bush.
How about some Christmas stampers and a coloring book full of nude women, I guess.
Christmas stampers and nude women.
Penguin face stickers work when you're working to make a woodpecker talk.
You put them on the boxes? The Christmas boxes?
Yeah, Santa Claus and snowmen. And
what's Santa Claus doing?
Bells and jingle bells.
Peter Bell's nickel.
Don't forget the snowmen and the dogs and the polar bears.
The rabbit snowmen.
Be sure to write on your gingerbread man. Or sacrificial.
Sacrifice to the gingerbread
men are going to haunt you.
The gingerbread lord.
The ghosts of the gingerbread men have come to get you in a swirling noise going in and out of your head. You see it? There they are.
Take you away.
Santa's in the sack and so is the
snowman.
Never
be the same.
There's a reindeer that's munching inside the bird bath. I didn't know your bird bath had
any bird bath. Which the Christmas takes from your soul.
Then your bird bath then goes to bird bath. Then
toys are everywhere.
Toys and reindeer. And triangle Santa Claus. What kind of stocking doesn't fit?
The one that doesn't belong.
If Mommy was kissing Santa Claus, what else was she doing to him?
Things I can't tell you would break your hearts.
A giant gingerbread house. Gingerbread with Santa Claus and snowmen.
Is it an edible gingerbread
house?
No. It's not edible.
Well, Oh, I.
But you can live in it.
I don't want to live in it.
Like a Christmas tree lives inside your house.
I want to eat my gingerbread.
Eat your Christmas tree. Dip your sugar cane Christmas trees.
Sugar coated Christmas. We'll have a sugar coated Christmas and a blister on your lips.
Well, then just use finger puppets to cover it up.
I don't.
And then you have a Happy New Year is going to ring inside your bells.
It's going to be another year of disappointment.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Chicanery.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy
disappointment and chicanery.
Happy winter solstice. Odin, Santa Claus.
Happy everything and nothing.
Happy pencils with Santa Claus's face on it.
Sharpen your own wits.
Buy your mom a rock made to look like a little person on a statue that says Merry Christmas, Mom.
I've got a blister on my finger.
And an ashtray on my toe.
It's cold outside, but I didn't go outside.
Candy cane bracelet.
Strange looking
girl.
Christmas is
a losing joke. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
My Christmas.
Let
it
jingle bells be right.
Santa's
growing out of your head this Christmas night.
Come get your Christmas.
I'm dressed as a nutcracker. Let me smack you.
I'm gonna crack your nuts.
That's not good for other people to do.
No, with the nutcracker that you got.
The Christmas cherry with the mustache.
Hey.
I think that's the New Orleans.
That's inappropriate. How dare you talk like that?
It's right here in the catalog.
Well, turn the other page.
How are they mustaches?
Ah, Christmas Kringle.
A Santa Claus beard for you.
You know.
And a reindeer nose for you. And here's something for you. Here's a big tie. It says Santa loves this guy. Santa loves
this guy. Keep the door closed. Come on. It's cold out there.
Somebody's outside our front door, Dr. Antonio, playing. But, okay, you want some money?
Is that the money for me? Yes, I will leave you alone.
All right, well.
I continue to play Christmas music.
What do you mean? You'll just.
Stay here until you pay me.
All right, well, the ambiance is nice, but, how much do we have. All right, how much do we have to give you?
Per pint and a meal.
What? How about $5?
How about a sandwich and $4?
All right, we only have peanut butter and jelly, okay, or?
I'll take two. Take a glass of milk and $4. Can I keep the glass?
Sure. Here, come in by the fire. Just don't, you can, I mean, I guess you can play if you want.
Those are nice knickknacks on the mantle.
All right, well, here's your sandwich and your milk and your, I gave you a $5 bill.
All right, and I could sleep here, too, for the night. And I'll leave first thing in the morning after I shave and shower.
Why are you already sitting in your underwear with your feet up on the table?
Well, I figured you say yes in the spirit of Christmas.
But you, I don't know.
It's the holiday seasons.
Look, I don't know if you can
stay
here.
It's cold, and I'm hungry, lonely.
I know, but, I don't know if, the house's co-owner here will agree with when Dr. Antonio sees you.
You don't know.
Oh, you left the door open.
I'll keep quiet.
Oh, okay. No, you. This is getting. Alright, can you play anything else?
No, that's all I know since the accident.
Well, what if you, put that down for a little bit and then just chill and we'll see how you're feeling in about an hour?
Alright.
Oh.
Hey, can I change the channel? Something else.
This is Dr. Antonio Luciferi.
And Urban Hippie Browning Cat.
And we would like to wish you...
a happy holiday season to whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate.
And to a spantastic...
I didn't mean to say...
Spantastic, fraglericious, spantaferitic.
No, that's dumb.
Have a fantastorific,
spatulated.
I don't even. This is so riveted. This is Dr. Antonio Luciferi.
And Merry Christmas.
I'm f***ing up left and right.
Go forward.
Break it on down. Let's have a goddamn f***ing good Christmas and a motherfucking Merry New Year.
Ho ho ho.
So let's see.
What do you think of Adam Sandler making three parts of that Hanukkah song?
Three parts? I only knew the first part.
I mean, the first one's okay, but Adam Sandler after a while, it's nothing to do with...
it gets old.
It's not his faith or anything, but it's the one song in its life, just like the Thanksgiving song.
He just keeps changing it up.
And he always sings in that voice, that whiny Adam Sandler.
Happy Hanukkah!
Like a kid. Adam Sandler, change your voice on one of your songs, please.
Old man and a piece of pizza, like an old man's pair of balls.
Was that one of his skits?
Something, like an old man's balls, I don't know. Something to do with that. I remember. That was back in...
Adam Sandler.
95, 96, when
right,
he had that comedy
peak,
tape out.
When he was at his peak.
Manischewitz.
The wine?
Manischewitz wine. That sounds vulgar, doesn't it? Manischewitz up your ass. Founder. Dov Bear Manischewitz. Founded in Cincinnati, Ohio.
So should Christians use Manischewitz?
Manischewitz wine?
If they're
Jesus
doing...
was Jewish.
Right.
Hey, son of a bitch! You know what time of year this is? It's the time of year you buy people shit you don't want to spend money on just to see them smile. Ah, go fuck yourself! And Merry Christmas, I guess. I'm going home to do nothing!
Hello, I'm Peter Tenpenny. Thank you. Thank you. I've been out of the music scene for a little bit longer than I wanted to be. I was the a cappella country singer, but that didn't last too long, and my attempted murder left people in speculation of where I am. I'm here now, and this is what's happening to me. Being pressured to make me a Christmas album for your delight. Should I do it? Because now I'm still Peter Tenpenny, but I don't just do a cappella. I'm singer-songwriter.
You know, Peter, you never recorded a Christmas album for the record company yet.
But I don't want to do it.
You must. The contract states, it stipulates, that it's part of your fulfillment.
But how'd you become my manager again? Didn't you try to kill me in the last time?
Me? No. I was acquitted. I was somewhere else at the time that tried to be happening to you. I was nowhere near you in the bathroom.
Well, what's going on with my barbecue sauce deal? I thought my name's going to be on some of that barbecue sauce.
Well, it is. It's,
supposed to be Tenpennylicious.
Well, it's Pennylicious. That was more catchy. That's what the marketing team said.
Well, how's my shares looking?
Well, it's steadily level. You haven't gained, but you haven't lost anything. We're going to try a different marketing approach to your sauce. Maybe if you release a Christmas-flavored barbecue. That too, yeah. You know, cinnamon-flavored spice barbecue.
Well, you make that, and I'll make the promotional music for it.
All right. Well, we'll get your Christmas barbecue with special sauce right on the shelf for you. It'll be Pennylicious. Well, you know what would really be great if you, if not only you released and recorded a jingle for the sauce, maybe write a Christmas album to accompany the sauce.
Well, I reckon I'm gonna have to, so you stay under your contract the way I'm supposed to stand in mind. Don't want to play that contract game like the last time you tried to kill me.
All right. Cuckoo Record presents...
Hi, I'm Peter Tenpenny.
Peter Tenpenny Christmas. Get all your favorite Christmas hits by Peter Tenpenny, like...
I'm Peter Tenpenny.
And also, like...
Won't you walk in the mountaintops filled with mushroom caps? I can see Mars.
And this favorite Peter Tenpenny Christmas classic...
We'll go drunk... Christmas morn, there's a chicken in my barn hole. Must have been my same suit I wore. It's all I got left. Sleeping in the barn at Christmas.
And if you're ordering now and within the first 10 minutes, you'll also receive this special CD collection of these lost Peter Tenpenny Bar Mitzvah hits.
I don't really know any of these hits. Why are you still playing? I don't know these hits, please.
So order now and act fast. Otherwise, you'll miss all these great hits. Let's close out with this great Peter Tenpenny New Year's Ramblin' song.
I didn't do New Year's. I thought you said Christmas. Alright, New Year's. Alright. New Year's Eve. I'm looking in the sunlight. But why's the sunlight shining at 5 to midnight? I don't know why. It's New Year's Eve. Oh, New Year's Eve.
Order now and receive a special kiss by Peter Tenpenny.
I'm not kissing all these albums. Who the hell's going to buy an album anymore anyways?
That was great, Peter. That was great. We're going to be rich again. We're going to be rich again. I know it. I can feel it. These records are going to sell millions, millions, and the sauce too. We're going to make you a star again.
I just wanted to sing my Christmas song for Christmas.
First, you have to get lost in a caving expedition.
Now?
Now.
Well, all right, but I'm going to bring my guitar.
And we'll find you by next Halloween, and it'll be a whole new thing, and we'll make more money.
I want to see my family for Christmas.
They'll be there, too. The whole family gets lost. It's a Christmas spelunking accident. The whole family gets lost. But we'll have some food set up for you there in the caves, and you guys get a Christmas tree and a generator. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Well, it'll kind of be like the time we spent at our uncle's in the bunker underground, I guess.
Yes, yes. Yes, and you made me come along to that one, too. I don't know why.
Hi, wishing you a Merry Christmas. Hope you drank lots of eggnog, spiked with caffeine.
So I give you this, and there you go. There's something to enjoy for your taste buds.
Well, here, try some of these that Velocity Boy are making. He's making these pastries.
Burning in the mouth. Here, have some.
Yeah.
Velocity Boy's cookies.
A jelly spinach pastry roll, and he has a broccoli cream custard eclair. Here, take trays of them. He's making a ton.
Oh.
You could just bring them home for the family and friends and hand them out at work.
Sure.
Please, take more.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I'll just hold on to these and take them back over when I get, okay.
Perfect. Flip, snip, flip.
I'm going to wrap this here, and he's never going to know that this is not for him, but it's actually for him, but it'll make sense when he opens it. Hopefully he gets it.
Here, I'm unwrapping this. Ooh, look what I got for Christmas. It's a giant box full of bells.
Ringing bells. Ringing bells. Ringing bells. Ringing bells.
Shut somebody. Shut somebody.
Bless you. Bless you. Something Velocity Boy would do. He'd pinch your bag, saying that he's throwing down. When you went to the bathroom, when he was pulling out his bag,
he was grabbing yours.
He went to the bathroom, and he pinched out yours.
Velocity Boy would do that at Christmas?
Every Christmas.
Velocity Boy would take your bag and pinch it.
My Christmas sack. He'd pinch my Christmas sack. He'd act like he was pulling out his Christmas sack to show us, and that he was going to participate. But when I would go to the bathroom, it was actually my Christmas sack he was pinching from. He would pinch my Christmas sack.
Your Colorado sack would get pinched by Velocity Boy on Christmas every year.
Yeah.
But mine never did, because, wait a minute. I always seemed to be short, but I thought it was just in the festivities.
No, that's because you're getting older.
Where did Velocity Boy take it? I didn't know.
It's two of those things. It's two of those things. Sleeping now. He's spending Christmas time at the House of Cuckoos.
What?
He brought his own Christmas tree.
Wait, that was my tree.
Well, it was your tree, but he pinched your Christmas sack. Took your tree.
He's got your stocking.
Oh, he has my Christmas stocking that I wear, both of them. I can only wear one now. I have to go solo on the foot.
I dye my back hair every year. The day before Christmas. The day before Christmas. Back hair comes first. My family comes from a long line of bear men. We're the Samuels, and we're happy and proud. But once a year, the day before Christmas, we dye our back hair. Good old Grandpa's grandpa, Grandpa Samuel, was the first one to start this tradition. I dye my back hair the day before Christmas. December 23rd, is back cheer day. We cheered the back that day as we got our back hair.
Hooray.
This is a Samuel family tradition, and I'm Barney Samuel.
And I'm Earl Samuel.
We're the Samuel brothers, and we want to bring you and everybody a new holiday tradition that's been in our family for generations. That too! That's great, Ernest.
Oh, now you're gonna talk over me when we're finally on a legitimate radio show? I'm trying to do this Christmas song and you have to sing and take all the spotlight. I play guitar, my fingers hurt. Don't look at me that way. I've been playing, I'm the main Samuel.
You are. You are the main Samuel. That's why we showcase you as a musician.
I thought...
Your fingers do all the talking. My actual verbiage, my voice could never match.
You're just saying what Mom used to tell us when we were younger.
Your fingers talk better than I could sing.
You're just saying that because it's Christmas.
I say that all the time. Even on your birthday. Which coincidentally is December 23rd.
That's coming up just like the next few days.
That's the same day we dye our back hair.
You promise?
I promise.
It's not going to be like them other years I do myself.
No, I will dye your back hair for you this year.
Just like when we were family?
Just like when we used to be close-knit family. And I didn't drown you in a bucket of your own urine.
That was pretty nasty.
Oh, these are the new days. The days of back hair cheer day.
Oh, it's the days of back hair
cheer day. The day you dye your back hair once a year.
Merry Christmas.
The day before Christmas. Play us out, buddy.
You better make sure you come over to Mom's house.
I'll be there. The day before Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy day before the day before Christmas, too.
Well,
now put him back in his room.
What? Get me out! No! Hey!
That was great! You just heard the day before Christmas by the Samuel Brothers. What would you say about that?
And the petty little snots, they are coming on our show and talking that way and letting your little family problems come through.
Most definitely!
Typical
that type of stuff. We apologize to all fans watching. We're not gonna show this type of crude Mac and his stuff again. Yet it's just
never. Preposterous.
I don't mind about how cruel my father was at Christmas. He wouldn't give me nothing. You don't see me boo-hooing how I used to yell at mother and yell at my sister and tell me I was nothing. You don't see me up here booing that boy.
Not at all. Not ever. Not last week, not the week before.
What bastard he was.
Most definitely. Your father was a wretched man. I remember him very well.
We're back to the talented Christmas show here. Who's up next?
Who's up next? We have... our favorite was Spoon-Fed Babies.
You'll be watching here after this commercial break on the BBBBBBBBBC. Ho, head your fingers.
Great Christmas special. Next on After the Hour, we have Johnny Spatula.
Ass-whippin' Puddin'. New by Ass Wax. Ass-whippin' Puddin'. Puddin' never tasted so sweet. Especially after an ass beating.
Happy Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Winter Solstice. Let it ring.
Happy holidays.
Let's solstice bells ring. Let's solstice bells ring. Solstice is winter time. Rebirth in the coldness. Take your hats and your pants off. It's time to celebrate the holidays.
With us here at the House of Cool.
Yay! Dip that inside your egg.
It is clothing optional this year.
Right, because we're making sure we wear dark glasses not to see anything.
But we prefer that you wear clothes.
Yeah, it's up to us if we want to or not.
Recommended.
Merry Christmas.
We're at the top of the list.
Happy holidays.
Happy
Jar Mayonnaise here.
Good New Year's for those here all over you. All over you. New Year's.
We wish you a jar of mayonnaise and a Happy New Year too.
We wish you a jar of mayonnaise. We wish you a jar of mayonnaise. We wish you a jar of mayonnaise and a honey ham too.
Hi, some jelly.
Cranberry jelly. Do you want me to break dance with you?
Santa was a break dancer. Oh,
he
no,
threw
no.
That. He threw a lighter at my foot.
And started a fire that's burning inside
my toe is broken.
It's the power burning of Christ in the Christmas.
The Christmas Christ.
The tree in the Christmas tree is.
T'was the night before Christmas, swimming through the house. Not a creature in the street, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there.
Yeah. The children were nestled all snug in their beds. I think they had visions of sugar plums dancing in their head. I'm not sure. I really can't see into a kid's dreams. I mean, my wife and I, we actually don't have kids. I'm just I'm Lenny Cranbag, and I'm actually just reading this story. Yeah, for you. So this isn't like firsthand experience. I'm just like reading a story. So keep that in mind. That they had visions of sugar plums dancing in their head. I don't know if they did, but And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap. It just settled down our brains for a long winter's nap. Yeah. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter, because this was when my wife was a self-diagnosed invalid. So she really couldn't get out of the bed, so I had to go out and check. Every time there was a noise, I went. So away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of a midday to objects there below. But when to my wondering eyes should there appear but miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer. Yeah. I think this time I was actually hallucinating, but I don't know. Well, with an old little driver and so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. So I think, you know, more rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted, and he called those reindeer by name. And as dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they met with an obstacle mounting to the sky. So up to the housetop, the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys and St. Nicholas too. Yeah, and then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. Yeah, no. He was all dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot.
Oh.
And his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. I think he'd been smoking blunts. Yeah. Santa Claus, I knew he was blazing.
Merry Christmas.
A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just peddling some crack. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. Yep. His cheeks were like roses. His nose, like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was white with snow. No, yeah, I think he was doing cocaine, but it was white as snow. The stub of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and he smoked it in circles and said, "This is ganja wreath." He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Yeah. He was chubby and plump, right jolly old elf.
Merry
and
Christmas.
I laughed when I saw him, yep, in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head. He soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word and went straight to his work. He filled all of the stockings. And even one for that little jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose, he gave a nod and up the chimney before he blew a bump in the trail, and then up he rose.
Merry Christmas.
He sprang to his sleigh, to his team he gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight,
"Happy Christmas to all of the night."
That has been the good Lenny Cranbag of Deer Point, Michigan, formerly of Cleveland, formerly of...
Sadie, yeah.
We were getting to that Sadie, Michigan. We thank you for your editorial holiday special on this public broadcasting system. And to you out there wishing you a happy holidays, please contribute to the Asian Hidden Faces Foundation. And we thank Mr. Cranbag for his patronage. Please enjoy your holiday time. Any final words?
Yeah, no.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Christmas did it! Christmas did it!
Oh, I remember this. It's so creepy.
Santa is reading your letter now.
Dick and I would like to visit you. I like how they try to write like a kid. It's an adult trying to write like a little kid.
Dick and Anne, 29-year-old actor.
Why not? Boys and girls all over the world want to call Santa
this. It's just creepy in that way. What's he looking at?
What do you want, Santa?
Yeah, they're really moving it along, aren't they? It's all a Michael Jackson video.
Want to watch a video of me, kids?
Hurry up, and you will go to North Pole.
Magic helicopter. There it is.
We could land on another planet or something.
Yeah.
So we got ideas.
Pull my paints out.
Wait, it must be attached. There's a toilet there. And it was awesome. At first they're close to him and they're far. that he lives in a Brady Bunch house with a regular couch. This don't look like the North Pole. I mean, shouldn't it be magical and snow and stuff behind it?
No, he lives just like an American.
It's true.
He lives like a middle-class American.
As we all should.
1963. Santa Claus was in five cities today at the same time. He appeared at noon at the same city five times. In the same time zone. How's that possible?
And one of them was black.
Those busy elves are everywhere.
They're little kids.
In a toy
in tight
shirt.
Clothes.
Our old mother bear.
Drive parents crazy even back then.
Those, I can't believe these entertain children for hours. What can you do with these toys?
I know, they were hard, too.
You could kill a neighbor with that.
To Warsh.
Warsh.
To dress and to
could be
Spain?
From Pennsylvania.
Did you say to Spain?
Rewind that.
Dick shows no delight.
There you go. Here it is.
For little girls, a doll is fun. To Warsh, to dress, and spank.
In Spain.
Has a big spank. Supply of every kind and type. How Anne enjoy these pretty dolls. And Dick shows no delight.
Dick shows no delight in the dolls.
Who likes the real? Dick likes the real.
She'll cook and scrub.
Right, she will.
And serve a TV dinner.
A TV dinner? Because that's what women serve.
Serve me a TV dinner, bitch. Serve. If this is not patriarchal, I don't know what it is.
100%. You said a classic American.
Like a toy piano or a drum will give them hours of fun.
Because it rhymes.
Drum and fun?
Ish.
Rhymes-ish. The Christmas time room. Christmas tickle time. It's tickle time in the Christmas time room.
It's special tickle time Christmas special.
It's tickle time in the Christmas room with Santa Claus. Toy trains. I always thought, I mean, the setup was cool. Like just creating that little...
Having that world.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever see such a wonderful show?
I come here, Anton LaVey playing the music.
That was my last gig before.
Before I became dark. Carney Satanism. White trash family. They all fight amongst themselves to this day.
Yeah, like,
and then his grandson is just like an arrogant prick who basically was like, pay me to be your friend on Facebook. I'm gonna go jump off a bridge. Pay you to have you on my friends list?
Well, maybe it's their upbringing. There it goes to show you it's not good for children.
It's the parenting. It was just shitty.
Right, because they're too busy being Satanists. Having sex in circles.
Sex in circles.
They weren't paying attention to their kids.
Well, like anybody else.
They were falling asleep in front of the TV. There never was orgies. Yeah, just tell me I had an orgy, honey. Hundreds of years ago. It's more recent than thousands.
Well, at least they have Santa saying it's about Jesus.
Did he have, like, has he got paraplegic or something? He never, did he get up?
Not once.
There he is up here.
12-minute video.
Why force that you're doing that?
Angels' eggs. Oh, you want to see what? Where is the line in you? What?
Alright, you gotta pay me some money. I'll play a Christmas song for you. Let me play you another one there. Why don't you get up there and either give me some money or drop your drawers. Let me blow for you. You know what that is called? That's called Christmas Twist. I played that with my nostril to get all three of them going like that sound. Go on, smell that tip here, sir. Smell that tip. Smell the tip of my saxophone. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It smells like jasmine.
That's right. Right. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of eggnog you've had.
I've had tons of it, man. I can't even stand upright anymore.
You don't, Dr. Antonio, you don't usually drink this much eggnog.
I know.
The party isn't even here yet.
But I'm having a party.
I know, but you were supposed to start and have the drinks and have everybody over.
I'm fine.
All right, yeah, that's cool. Well, here.
It's my party.
You might want to, here.
My party's over. I'm going to, I'm good.
Wait, why you, don't pee on the front carpet.
I'm here. Going,
this isn't where, no, here you go. Here you go, over there. That's not the, that's the eggnog bowl. Well, nobody will know, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, here, go on the back porch in case anything else happens.
All right, on the back porch. Wow.
It's going to be brisk out there.
Here.
Yeah, it is. There you are.
Woo! So look at that. Look at that. It's like a turtle. It's going to bye-bye.
There, you left something in the ashtray there. Here you go.
Hey, let me finish that.
Yeah,
don't throw it out there. Don't, no, no,
have a Christmas breath here.
Wake me up when I'm tired.
Yeah, okay. Sit on the porch there and... Alright, here comes the party. Yeah, here, have some eggnog, sure. Yeah, no, not for me, thanks.
A very country Christmas.
A very country Christmas.
Tell you something, here's another one that somebody once told me. Your Santa Claus, he isn't delivering toys this year, he's in the hospital. He threw the wrong sack over his shoulder.
Well, that Santa Claus is crazy. How dare he do that to himself?
Granddad, you say that joke every year.
No, I don't. It's the first time I ever said it, you son of a bitch. Shut the fuck up.
He don't remember.
Been drinking too much of that well water.
Shut up and get out of my cabin. Get out now.
I knew I shouldn't have been pissing in the well
water. I said get out.
Give me my loaf of bread first.
That's my bakery. Tell your mother I'll see her Christmas.
A very country Christmas.
A very country Christmas.
A very country Christmas.
A very country Christmas.
Country Christmas.
On Channel 69 in Cleveland.
Merry Christmas.
I want a joy cat. I want a joy cat.
Oh, oh my goodness. It's the end of the House Cuckoo's Christmas special, and Dr. Antonio still isn't back yet. He went out to go water the bird bath and said he would be right back, but I heard the car start, and he might have taken off. Oh, I better call him to make sure that we can end the show so that everyone can go out and enjoy their holidays, because you can't keep listening to us all the time, can you? Oh, you could. That's awesome. Well, you can do that, but right now we're going to... Let me call Dr. Antonio and see where he's at here. Here, okay. Automatic. All right. Hey, Dr. Antonio, where are you? Hey, can you hear me? It's Urban Hippie. It's almost the end of the episode. Where are you?
Hey, Urban, how you doing, man?
Good, yeah.
Glad you called.
Yeah, thanks.
What? I haven't left Gordon's yet. I'm at Gordon Lee's house. Well, he's having a big party going on.
You didn't tell me you were
here.
Going to Gordon Lee Sullivan's
what?
House.
It's loud, that, I can't
said,
hear you. All right.
Well, you did...
What?
I said that you didn't tell me you were going
you
to Gordon.
I haven't been hearing you the whole time. It's loud. No, I'm not playing.
Well,
I'm not acting like I don't hear you.
Yes,
seriously.
You,
it's loud in here.
But,
bumping. I'm going to leave
okay,
here
but,
in a minute. And
okay, we
got
to end the show.
Got everything in the car. Going to get you a
okay.
coffee.
Oh,
and I know
great.
I'm supposed to be there. Yes,
yeah, it's the end, you know.
Supposed to be there.
Right.
To close out the House of Cuckoo's Christmas special.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry.
You seem to know.
I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Just get here.
I know I should be there.
All right, bye, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Let's just say goodbye to everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Bye. Happy holidays. Bye.
Don't you want to listen to the House of Cuckoo?
Oh, this is Santa Claus, and you can get these bastards at thehouseofcuckoos.blogspot.com. C-U-C-K-O-S. Ho, 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 I'm coming for you, so you better lay low.
I got stuck with Gordon Lee. Yeah, he punched the Santa Claus. The one that rings the something, the Santa collecting the, you know, collecting the money, ringing the bell. He punched him good in the face. They took Gordon Lee to jail. I am bailing him out. So there goes my Christmas money. I was going to buy you an amazing present, but I have to bail Gordon Lee out. Well, let me get going now. I'll be in as soon as I can. Sorry I'm not there to help you close out the show. Well, I'm going to go now. I'm going to go bail him out. Well, give everybody a Merry Christmas for me from the House of Cuckoos. I'm going to go get Gordon Lee out of jail now. Toodles. Bye.
End of message. To delete this message, re-saved. End of messages.